I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How are you doing today, Big Dave?
I'm doing good.
So this week, our topic is A Wonderful Mind. And today's Meeting of the Minds, we are discussing the craving cage mind. It's the only day that it's not a part two, by the way. This is the only day. Every day's a part two this week, but this is just the craving cage mind. Anything before we get started?
I do have one thing. You guys have been hearing me talk about the lesson and Q&A session that we are having. Well, we got some more information on it. The topic is going to be on the right fit for you. We're going to be covering a bunch of different topics from exercise, nutrition, wellness, supplements, you name it. We're going to be going over it with a lesson through it. But the main thing that I want to get across is that we are going to be having a Q&A session. So just because it's not covered within the live session, it is a chance for you guys to bring in your questions that you've had, things that you've seen online, things like that. That is what the big topic of this is. If you guys are in the community already, the link has been posted. So it is going to be June 19th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And there is going to be a post in the community for you guys to put your questions. We're not going to be answering them in the thread, but we will be answering them within the Q&A. The Q&A, of course, is going to be recorded for those in the community who cannot make it. And if you're not in the community, you can join today. Use that free trial to go ahead and take advantage and become a part of this and get your questions answered as well. So once again, that is the Right Fit For You lesson and Q&A session, which is going to be June 19th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hosted by Coach Felix and Coach Jason.
You know I won't be here, right? So I travel on the 19th. This. Yeah, you guys got this because I travel on the 19th. Yep, I know you do. I'm heading to Utah. I'm keynoting a huge event out there. I leave the 19th, and I'm gone all that next week doing it's 3 days of stress mastery. So those that are in the YBL that are listening, we will be out there. Don't worry. I'll be if our meeting planners are listening, I will be out there the 19th. Don't worry. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want sure. And it's something, if there is a question that you guys did have for Bill, put it in there. When he gets back, I'll definitely put him to work. You guys will
There's
get
nothing
all of
that can't be answered by Jason. So Jason can answer.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So this week, our topic is A Wonderful Mind. And today we are going to have a discussion on the craving cage mind. In Stress Mastery, we teach about the three minds. We have one, the cage mind. This is the head. This is the mind that holds the conscious and subconscious minds. The cage mind is the home of the ego. The subconscious mind of the cage mind is what drives 95% of our behavior. The subconscious mind also runs the body. The subconscious mind is where we hold our programs, our habits, and our belief systems. The cage mind is set through the stages of human development with a single purpose to drive our behavior to support our tribe and its culture and its belief systems. The cage mind also holds the conscious mind, which through our senses identifies information, does a comparison, does an analysis, and sets a decision for action. Now, the key when it comes to the conscious mind is the particular state or vibration that one is in at any given moment. If we are in a vent awareness response, we will be mindful and present and we control our behavior. Yet, as I said earlier, 95% of our behavior is unconscious, driven by the subconscious mind. So if we are in the state event, judgment, reaction, the ego is driving our behavior to match our programming held in mind. The human being is hardwired for behavior. Behavior is dictated by what is held in mind, and this is set by age 7 and protected by the comfort zone. Any questions on the cage mind, David?
No questions at all yet. I'm sure I will.
So number two, the creation mind. The creation mind is the heart, holds our true self. Each of us was born in a creation mind. And then each of us was programmed into the cage mind. The creation mind is where we hold our purpose, true values. It is connected to what is called the superconscious mind, which is connection to awareness lifted through spirit. And these are the higher states of being in the purple zone energies of 500 love, 540 joy, and 600 peace. These are the higher states of being that the human being is really unconsciously in search of. The creation mind is where we experience gratitude and faith. And it is in the creation mind where we tap into our power of imagination. Any questions on the creation mind?
Nope.
And that brings us to number three, the mastermind. The mastermind is the head, heart, and hand connection. It's the mastermind where we experience wholeness. Wholeness is when we are connected to head, heart, and hand. And this creates integrity of behavior and connection to all. To live in the mastermind, we must, number one, have freedom. Freedom, this is done through moving stage five of human development and interconnected mind. It's freedom of the cage mind. Number two, to live in a mastermind, we must have creativity. This is the heart connection of the creation mind. And number three, this creates presence. And this is the head, heart, and hand of the mastermind. So for us to be in a mastermind, we have to have freedom of the cage mind, creativity of the creation mind, and that creates presence of the mastermind. This is self-realization of a highly developed human being. Questions or comments?
I think the only comment that I have here is, as I love that this falls into the reason why people don't really know what they do. And they always say, well, I don't know why I do this. This is just the way who I am. And that's the biggest kind of reoccurring, you know, theme that I see, is that people aren't aware of what they're doing or where they're at when it comes to their vibration or which mind that they're in.
And that's absolutely true. And most people are unconscious. You know, we know, you know, and always people ask me all the time, well, how do I know if I'm stuck in a cage mind? Are you stressed out? Yes, you're stuck in a cage mind. Yeah. And that's what I just tell people, are you struggling? Yes, you're stuck in a cage mind. So if we talk on freedom, creativity, and presence, this is a shift to the higher states of being that we talk about in Stress Mastery. And here is the secret to attain this. We only need to focus on one thing, attaining freedom of the cage mind. You see, creativity of the creation mind is a given if we can connect. Presence of the mastermind is automatic if we can hold the state of head, heart, and hand. It all comes down to obtaining control of the craving cage mind, the home of the ego, the comfort zone, and all the programs that you carry. So if we look at this, we are born in freedom. We are born in the creation mind. There's no identity, no ego. There's no belief systems, no programs. We are born in the heart, and then as a small child, we are set in the head. The moment that happens, we begin to lose our freedom. The cage mind, head, holds our cultural stories. These stories are what sets our perception, which sets our expectation, and our division of the world. This separation we experience is not just from other tribes, but it's also we experience separation within ourselves. This is our separation of our head and our body. Do you have any questions?
No, I think that's a big part. Yeah, it falls into place. And I know people who are listening right now, listen, because it falls into place.
Yes. And so we become separated with cultural focus in the head. which disconnects us from our imagination in favor of the intellect. So we become separated from this head, and it's disconnecting us from the heart and our imagination. And we, our culture favors intellect. Our cultural stories puts a strong emphasis on more knowledge, more information, pouring information into our cage mind, putting value on the head and not valuing the feelings of intuition of the heart. And this separation of the head, cage mind, and the heart, the creation mind, puts value on the head and not on the body. This creates a life of stress and the craving cage mind. When we live our lives through the cage mind, we live through the ego. The ego's base is the wants. And the wants of the ego creates cravings, want. Number one, want of approval creates a craving for attention. Number two, want to belong creates a craving to be needed. Number three, want to control creates a craving to be right. Number four, want of security creates a craving to feel safe. So we can see how this is how our culture values the head and the intellect. The cultural stories tell us more knowledge, more knowledge, more knowledge. The cultural stories tell us what is right, what is wrong. The cultural stories tell us what we should wear, how we should act, what we should eat. If we wish to be accepted and become part of the culture, we must follow the cultural stories. Yet, we can also see clearly how culture does not value the body, the heart. And to see this, just look at the obesity rates among children. Just look, that's one area. And then you can see where the cultural values lie. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the emphasis on school and education, but not the body and the vessel, the vehicle that's taking you through all that, it was something I thoroughly remember never being taught in school. And if it did, it was that very brief and not, you know, very in-depth. And I think that's why so many people are focusing on school and getting degrees and having houses and doing this stuff, because the emphasis on your body and how your body makes your mind feel and the way that the connection works has never been taught, you know, by the masses.
And let me take that a little bit further. You're an inspired purpose because, yeah, you're disconnected from the body, but you're also disconnected from the heart and imagination. So we get disconnected from our intuition on what we feel we should do. Instead, we're told what we should do. And that is a big difference. That's why so many people are so unhappy in their vocation. And why so many people are so unhappy in relationships. They have this story of what's supposed to be, yet their hearts telling them something, and the hearts are telling them something different, but they can't hear the heart because we don't value the heart. We don't value the body. We value the head. And this is our dilemma. To create higher connection, and people are looking for higher connection unconsciously or consciously, to create higher connection to higher states of consciousness, we must create wholeness of freedom, creativity, and presence. Yet, we cannot attain freedom of the head, the cage mind, unless we release the programs that do not serve higher states of being or higher states of behavior. And to accomplish this, we must be able to connect to the body and the heart. And to let go of a program, the program must be activated in the head and felt in the body, the heart, and be allowed to burn itself out. And this cannot be done through the intellect. It's impossible. David, how many times have you heard of people reading books on changing some type of behavior? You know, how did that work, right? They read, They read about stopping procrastination. Did that stop procrastination? It can't happen. They did reading about meditation or becoming mindful. You know, a book to help them become more mindful can't work. Reading about making more money will not create you wealth. It can't happen. We can't change the intellect. We cannot change through our intellect through the cage mind. And here's why. Because the cage mind is protected by the fear energy, the want of security, and the comfort zone not to change. So how can you change through the intellect when the intellect is designed never ever to change after age 7? You see the impossibility that a lot of self-improvement does? It doesn't help if you're trying to change through the head. Does that make sense to you now?
Yeah, I agree with you, because we both agree that if you're at the place where you should be, where your body's functioning the way it should be, and those books will help, you know, they will progress. But until you reach that point where you're functioning the way it should, most people emphasize the way that they look. Oh, I look great, so my body's functioning well. No, what is going on with that connection there? Because chances are it's not always what the outside looks like. You need to know what's going on the inside.
You could tell from behavior. Everything's behavior. Mm-hmm. If you want to know somebody, look at their behavior. You know, we can only create change through the body, because it's through the body where we create experience. What we read in a book is not going to create the experience. May create the intelligence, the knowledge, but it doesn't create the experience. It is through the body where we take action and change our behavior. We can want to get into shape, study YouTube videos about working out and training, but guess what? You will have to train to get into shape. Change in behavior takes place in the body and the creation mind. Think about what that mind is called, creation mind. So we can't change through a book. It's impossible. You can get knowledge through a book. You can maybe throw some facts out there. You can maybe spew a bunch of information, but you can't change unless you take action, behavior, and that can only be done through the body. So to gain freedom of the cage mind is to actually go against the very belief systems that have been setting your vibration and your reality that you live in today. Just want you to understand it. And so when we are trapped in the cage mind, we are unable to join the world through our heart. And what does this affect? Everything. It affects your health. It affects your relationship. It even affects your connection to spirit. Because in this state, we live in judgment and we fight life. We're doing our damnest to make sure life fits into our expectations of what should be. It is impossible to find love, joy, and peace from this place. So we live in a world that's literally cut off from the creation mind and the body. And we have forgotten how to be in the world. You ever watch a small child? Oh, look at our kids. Our grandchildren are here. They're in the world. They're a part of the world, but we have forgotten, because the cage mind craves normal. So, yeah, exactly. The cage mind craves normal. It wants life to be a certain way, and it's this craving that leads to frustration. It's what leads to want and lack and depression. We try to live out the story playing in our head, but the story playing in our head is going against reality. So we search for peace and we find more anxiety. How many people have told you, David, they cannot stand the quiet? If things get too quiet, too still. Yes.
A lot of millennials. That's been a big trend for me lately. Yes. Talking millennials.
And let's address that, because we live in a culture. We search for peace, but we actually find more anxiety because we can't stand the quiet and the stillness. It makes us uncomfortable. So we surround ourselves with distractions, chat rooms, telephones, computer games, shopping, web browsing, tweeting, Facebook, all popular entertainment, anything but quiet and connection to the heart. So our quest for self-improvement looks for some way to fix ourselves. And this quest overwhelms us to our separateness, because it kind of wakes us to, holy crap, it's too quiet. I got to go jump on my phone. Nobody can handle that stillness. If you can't handle stillness, you can't connect to the creation mind. Do you understand?
Yeah, the big thing about being alone, I think what people are understanding is most of the time they use somebody else to blame. Well, my thoughts are because of my employee, my family, my girlfriend, sure, boyfriend, whatever you want. But when you're by yourself, and you realize that those thoughts are recurring and it's just you and yourself, you understand that there's more going on inside than it's not the external. It's not the world around you.
So the quest for peace creates anxiety. Because then you start, so the ego's exposed. See, people, the first time you name your ego, you're shocked because the voice in your head never shuts up. So your quest for personal development, your quest for personal growth, your quest for spirituality, your quest for peace is met with disturbance. And we want to fix ourselves, and here's your challenge. You can't fix yourself because you are not broken. The record playing over and over your head telling you that you are broken is not you. We must slow down. Take a breath. Just stop a minute. Create a still point. See the madness in your head. Feel the disruption in your body and just be. Just sit and be. See, every single human on this planet has a quest for wholeness. And this is only accomplished by connecting head, heart, and hand. So to begin this journey by discovering, or I should say, we begin this journey by rediscovering your heart. Rediscover your creation mind. What is your purpose? Don't start with the head. Don't start with the intellect because you can't change through the intellect. So let's flip the script. This is what we do. What do we do in shift coaching? The first time we meet somebody for shift coaching, what's the first thing we do? We discover.
Maybe you don't get your diary. Yep.
We discover their purpose. First thing we do is the purpose exercise. Why? Why? Because to begin your journey, you must discover who you are, your heart. You must reconnect to the body and the creation mind. So what is your purpose? What are your deep values? What do you know? Not what you believe, but what do you truly know? This is found in the heart. What do you have real faith in? Not hope. Hope is something in the head. It's something outside yourself. You hope it gets better. And I always say, it's better to have hope than not have it, but it's not faith. What do you have real faith in? What lies deep in your soul that you're grateful for? See, all personal growth, if you want to be successful, must gain momentum. Remember, you're trying to change behavior that goes against what a human being is. Human beings decide not to change their behavior. So all personal growth must begin in the creation mind. To change our lives, we must change our behavior. And this begins in the heart. When you connect to the heart, you have conscious mind control of the cage mind. You have the ability to seize the imagination and creativity of the creation mind. You understand, Dave?
Yeah, for sure. You're able to take full advantage of what you should be from birth.
And personal growth does not start by trying to change the head, people. You start with the heart. Then we can address getting freedom of the cage mind and changing the head. And so how do we do that? So once you've connected to the heart, let's address getting freedom. And it's about getting freedom of that cage mind. That changes everything in your life. Number one, what do you want? You need to address all five life categories: career, finance, health, relationships, personal and spiritual growth. What do you really want? And number two, here's a question. Why don't you have it? Why don't you have it now? What are the behaviors that are preventing you from having what you want? Be honest with yourself. Do an assessment. Look at it and realize that's not you driving those behaviors. Understand it. You got to separate those selves and look at it. So why don't you have it? What are the behaviors preventing it? Then move the want into desire. Number three. What's the plan? How are you going to get there? What is step one, step two, step three? How will you handle obstacles? How will you stay accountable? And then number four, define freedom of the cage mind. Incorporate practices. You have to have practices to let go of old programming. Name the ego creates awareness. Being able to create the still point. Understand the let go technique. That's how you release the old programs. Understand the practice of slow down. That's how you get out of the program. And remember, programs held in a cage mind are let go. You let them go through the body, the heart, the creation mind. We release through the body, not the head. And so number five, what new skills and programs do you need to acquire? Is there some knowledge you need to acquire to get the new behavior? And remember, the skills are also done and created through the body creation mind. So you're going to need to acquire diet, exercise, green focus, power hour skills. These are skills of conflict resolution. Because when you go to change, you're going to activate programs. Every activated program is a conflict. And the only way to deal with a conflict is through a resolution. So number five is, what new skills and programs do you need to acquire? And then number six, you want to take those desires. You went from your wants to your desires and take them into intentions. And what do we do to take desires from the cage mind to intentions? We connect the cage mind to the creation mind, the head to the body. Intentions are created through the imagination and the superconscious. And this all becomes a practice of setting the cage mind into freedom. We have to have freedom of the cage mind, creativity of the creation mind, and presence of the mastermind. This is what creates a self-actualized human being. And this all becomes a practice, and this is all complete when one program is in the cage mind, the program of conflict resolution. When that is held in the subconscious mind of the cage mind, this creates freedom of the cage mind. Why? Because the ego can't take conscious mind control. And so if the ego can't take conscious mind control, you have freedom of the cage mind. You have creativity of the creation mind to respond, and you have presence of the mastermind. You are now doing, acting, and being in the world. And here lies the state of peace. David.
Yeah, all of this stuff started to make sense to me as I started to kind of progress into that way. And like we talked about in the beginning, it started with the body and being able to connect through that. That was one thing that I never really focused on besides I need to look good or I need to have abs. I need to do this. I looked at the body as something superficial and something for the outside external for everybody else to see. But I never thought about what is the function, the process that's going on inside. At one point, I looked the greatest I've ever thought, and it was the most depressing time of my life. For me, that didn't make any sense. For me, I couldn't wrap my head around it. But what was going on the inside, I had no longer any ability to connect. There was no part of me that wanted to inspire, even talk to other people. And that was causing the depression, not because my body looked good and I couldn't do anything about it. It was how often the disconnect, I just didn't felt like me. And after finding my purpose and connecting to it, and then finding myself become distant from it because my body was not balanced in the way it should have been, that was the sole cause of, you know, my depression. It wasn't anything external. It wasn't my job. It wasn't, you know, all this. It was not being able to connect to that purpose, and having that disconnect was just detrimental to me. It was horrible.
And it happens to a lot of people, right? Because that's a lot of people that lose weight, and then they lose weight, and then they're depressed. They don't know why. Because really, they thought that losing weight was going to bring them happiness, and they were searching for it outside themselves. They're not understanding the purpose of the body. The body is where we transform people. When we talk about transforming body, mind, and life experience, your life experience is through your behavior through the body. And we always think about the head, yet how many so intelligent people, so successful people end up committing suicide? Why? They don't have wholeness. It's always about wholeness. And so you have to understand that if we're going to create change in our lives, we must reset, and find freedom of the cage mind. The challenge is you can't change the cage mind focusing on the cage mind. You can't change the head focusing on the head. That's why I always say you start with the creation mind. We start shift coaching. The first lesson we do in shift coaching, the very first thing we do is we analyze the five life categories. And we have a scale of 0 to 100 that gives us a score of the five life categories. That kind of gives us the level of consciousness that you're in. And then we discover your purpose. And this is the most awakening thing, because not only do you know your purpose, and that connects you to the creation mind and heart, you know the pendulum when the ego tries to disconnect you. And remember, if you know your pendulum and you're disconnected, who knows that? Who sees that? That's where change takes place. Change takes place through you. And that's why you're not broken. You're not broken. You don't need to fix yourself. There's nothing wrong with you. Your behavior, maybe. Your programming, maybe. But remember, the subconscious is nothing but a computer. If I take the program out of that computer, the behavior cannot be there. That's all it is. That's not you. So why do we coach the way we coach? What is the makes shift coaching so special is we begin by discovering who you are. Because when I know who you are, I can then help you get rid of that programming that doesn't serve you. Because in coaching, we don't change anybody. There's nothing to change. Our job as shift coaches is to remove the blocks to your awareness. Remember, the human beings in one of two states. They're either in event, awareness, and response, or they're stuck in event, judgment, and reaction. Well, our job is to remove the blocks that are sticking you in judgment, because that's not you. And I just hit the mic. You're going to hear that on the recording. But, but you understand, I want people to understand this because it's not complicated. When a lot of people shy away from personal growth because they think it's hard. It's not hard. Mm-hmm. It's really a matter of slowing down. Slow down. And you'll know if you really are disconnected from the creation mind, a couple things will tell you. One, you'll be stressed out. Two, your body probably will not be in great shape. Three, you're probably not feeling great. Four, you can't stand silence. You can't stand quiet. You're not going to want to walk in nature. You're not going to want to be alone. You're always going to be looking for a way to keep your mind active, because that's the way the ego survives. Anything else, Dave?
The only thing I got is something that you've been telling me from the beginning, and it falls along with everything else. And this pertained to the weight loss was you start losing weight when you stop trying. You start, you know, progressing in your personal development when you just focus on the actions that you need to do instead of expecting something to happen. I expected lights and songs and all that crazy crap when I thought meditation was going well, and it was just me being able to sit and focus in quiet without losing my friggin' mind. Because before that, it was impossible for me until I stopped trying.
And once you get it, you get it. That's the thing. It's always momentum, people. Life is momentum. Either you're moving towards freedom or you're moving towards being stuck in a cage. There's no, again, it's pretty black and white. That's what I tell people. There's not a lot of gray in life. There really isn't. You're in or you're out. It really is. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in a planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Those links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.